Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 24, Junior Haridas, Part 5, Purports. Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtana, Krishna Shakti Bina Nahe Tara Pravartana. Unless one is empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one cannot spread the holy names of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra throughout the world. Persons who do so are empowered. Therefore, they are sometimes called Avesha avatars or empowered incarnations, for they are endowed with the power of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains the Gaura Gopala Mantra in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya. Worshippers of Sri Gaura Sundar accept the four syllables Gaura Anga as the Gaura Mantra, but pure worshippers of Radha and Krishna accept the four syllables Radha Krishna as the Gaura Gopala Mantra. However, Vaishnavas consider Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu non-different from Radha Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. Therefore, one who chants the mantra Gauranga and one who chants the names of Radha Krishna are on the same level. The philosophers known as Kevaladvaitavadis generally occupied themselves with hearing the Sharirika Bhashya, a commentary by Shankara Acharya, advocating that one impersonally consider oneself the Supreme Lord. Such Mayavad philosophical commentaries upon the Vedanta Sutra are simply imaginary. But there are other commentaries on the Vedanta Sutra. The commentary by Srila Ramanuja Acharya, known as Sri Bhashya, establishes the Vashishta Advaita Vada philosophy. Similarly, in the Brahma Sampradaya, Madhva Acharya's Purna Pragya Bhashya establishes Shuddha Dvaita Vada. In the Kumara Sampradaya or Nimbarka Sampradaya, Sri Nimbarka establishes the philosophy of Dvaita Advaita Vada in the Parijata Saurabha Bhashya. And in the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya or Rudra Sampradaya, which comes from Lord Shiva, Vishnu Swami has written a commentary called Sarvajna Bhashya, which establishes Shuddha Advaita Vada. Vaishnavas should study the commentaries on the Vedanta Sutra by these four Sampradaya Acharyas, namely Sri Ramanuja Acharya, Madhva Acharya, Vishnu Swami, and Nimbarka. For these commentaries are based upon the philosophy that the Lord is master and that all living entities are His eternal servants. One interested in studying Vedanta philosophy properly must study these commentaries, especially if one is a Vaishnava. These commentaries are always adored by Vaishnavas. The Mayavad commentary, Sharirika Bhashya, is like poison for the Vaishnava. It should not be touched at all. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur remarks that even a Mahabhagavat or highly elevated devotee who has surrendered oneself unto the lotus feet of Krishna sometimes falls down from pure devotional service if he or she hears this Mayavad philosophy of the Sharirika Bhashya. So this commentary should therefore be shunned by all Vaishnavas. In this chapter, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami wanted to impress upon Bhagavan Acharya that even though someone firmly fixed in devotion to Krishna's service might not be deviated by hearing the Mayavad Bhashya. That Bhashya is nevertheless full of impersonal words and ideas, such as Brahman, which represent knowledge, but which is impersonal. The Mayavadi say that the world created by Maya is false, and that actually there is no living entity, but only one spiritual effulgence. They further say that God is actually imaginary, and that people think of God only because of ignorance. And when that Supreme Absolute Truth becomes befooled by the external energy Maya, then God becomes a jiva, or living entity. Upon hearing all these nonsensical ideas from non-devotees, a Vaishnava, a devotee, is greatly afflicted, as if one's heart and soul were broken. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that saralata, or simplicity, is the first qualification of the Vaishnava, whereas duplicity, or cunning behavior, is a great offense against the principles of devotional service. As one advances in Krishna consciousness, one must gradually become disgusted with material attachment and thus become more and more attached to the service of the Lord. If one is not factually detached from material activities, but still proclaims him or herself advanced in devotional service, then one is cheating, and no one will be happy to see such behavior. The senses and sense objects are so intimately connected that the mind of even a great saintly person is attracted to a wooden doll if it is attractively shaped like a young woman. The sense objects, namely form, sound, smell, taste, and touch, are always attractive for the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and skin. And since the senses and sense objects are naturally intimately related, sometimes even a person claiming control over one's senses remains always subject to the control of sense objects. The senses are impossible to control unless purified and engaged in the service of the Lord. Thus, even though a saintly person vows to control one's senses, the senses are still sometimes perturbed by sense objects. One should strictly follow the regulative principles, namely, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, and no gambling. And in this way, one should make progress in spiritual life. If an unfit person sentimentally accepts vairagya or takes sannyas, but at the same time remains attached to women, one is in a very dangerous position. One's renunciation is thus called markata vairagya, or renunciation like that of a monkey. For the monkey lives in the forest, eats fruit, and does not even cover itself with a cloth, and in this way resembles a saint. But the monkey always thinks of female monkeys and sometimes keeps dozens of them for sexual intercourse. This is called markata vairagya. Therefore, one who is unfit should not accept the renounced order of life. One who accepts the order of sannyas, but again becomes agitated by sensual disturbances and talks privately with women, is called dharma dwaji, or dharma kalanka, which means that he brings condemnation upon the religious order. Therefore, one should be extremely careful in this connection. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains the word markata to mean restless. A restless person cannot be steady. Therefore, one simply wanders about gratifying one's senses. Just to get praise from others, to get cheap adoration from one's followers or people in general, such a person sometimes accepts the dress of a sannyasi or babaji in the renounced order. But one cannot give up desires for sense gratification, especially for the association of women. Such a person cannot make advancement in spiritual life. There are 8 different kinds of sensual enjoyment with women, including talking about them and thinking about them. Thus, for a sannyasi, a person in the renounced order, talking intimately with women is a great offense. Sri Ramananda Roy and Srila Narottama Das Thakur actually achieved the most elevated stage of the renounced order. But those who imitate them, accepting them as ordinary human beings, will fall under the influence of the material energy. For that is a great misunderstanding. In this connection, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the ocean of mercy, chastised Junior Haridas, although Junior Haridas was his dear devotee, in order to establish that one in the devotional line, engaged in pure devotional service, should not be a hypocrite. For a person engaged in devotional service in the renounced order and having intimate relationships with women is certainly hypocrisy. This chastisement was given to Junior Haridas as an example to future sahajiyas who might adopt the dress of the renounced order just to imitate Rupa Goswami and other bona fide sannyasis, but secretly have illicit connections with women. To teach such men, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised his dear devotee Chota Haridas for a slight deviation from the regulative principles. Srimati Madhavi Devi was a highly elevated devotee. Therefore, approaching her to ask for some rice in order to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was certainly not very offensive. Nevertheless, just to preserve the regulative principles for the future, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enforced the hard and fast rule that no one in the renounced order should intimately mix with women. For had Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not chastised Junior Haridas for this slight deviation, so-called devotees of the Lord would have exploited the example of Junior Haridas to continue their habit of illicit connections with women unrestrictedly. Indeed, they still preach that such behavior is allowed for a Vaishnava, but it is strictly not allowed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the teacher of the entire world, and therefore Lord Chaitanya enforced this exemplary punishment to establish that illicit sexual connections are never allowed by Vaishnava philosophy. So this was Lord Chaitanya's purpose in chastising Junior Haridas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in fact the most magnanimous incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Lord Chaitanya strictly prohibited illicit sex. In connection with the phrase Sri Sambhasana, or talking with women, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that talking with women for the purpose of mingling with them for sense gratification, either subtle or gross, is strictly prohibited. And the great moral instructor, Chanakya Pandit, he says, Matrivat Paradareshu. For not only a person in the renounced order, or one engaged in devotional service, but everyone should avoid mingling with women. One should consider another's wife his mother. In summarizing this chapter, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that from this chapter, one should derive the following lessons. Number one, although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the incarnation of mercy, nevertheless, Lord Chaitanya gave up the company of one of his personal associates, namely Junior Haridas. For if Lord Chaitanya had not done so, then pseudo-devotees would have taken advantage of Junior Haridas's fault by using it as an excuse to live as devotees and at the same time have illicit sexual connections. Such activities would have demoralized the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as a result, devotees would surely have gone to a hellish life in the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Number two, by chastising Junior Haridas, Lord Chaitanya set the standard for future acharyas, or heads of institutions, propagating the cult of Lord Chaitanya, and also set the standard for all actual devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to maintain the highest standard. Number three, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed that a pure devotee should be simple and free from sinful activities, for thus one can be Lord Chaitanya's bona fide servant. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his followers how to observe the renounced order strictly. Number four, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to prove that his devotees are exalted and that their character is ideal. Lord Chaitanya kindly accepts his faithful devotees, teaching them how much tribulation and disturbance can be produced by even a slight deviation from the strict principles of devotional life. Number five, by chastising Junior Haridas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his mercy towards him, thus showing how elevated was Junior Haridas's devotion for Lord Chaitanya. Because of this transcendental relationship, Lord Chaitanya corrected even a slight offense committed by his pure devotee. Therefore, one who wants to be a pure devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should give up all material sense gratification. Otherwise, the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very difficult to attain. Number six, if one dies in such a celebrated holy place as Prayag, Mathura, or Vrindavana, one can be relieved of the reactions to sinful life and then attain shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Finally, number seven, although a pure or faithful devotee may fall down, one nevertheless ultimately gets the chance to go back home, back to Godhead, by the mercy of the Lord. Recorded March 2nd and March 3rd, 2022, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Amito Tomara Jana. Tomare Charia. Sanchara Bhajinu. Bulia Apana Dhanna. Gopina. Gopina. Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Jasoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavana Sri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan Sri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan Gopinath 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. O Gopinath, I am your devotee, but having abandoned you, and thus having forgotten my real treasure, I have instead worshipped this mundane world.